From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In his poem, The Wasteland, T.S. Eliot wrote, April is the cruelest month. It's also National Poetry Month. And reviewer Alan Chews has found some new verses that are worth talking about.
This April isn't at all cruel when it comes to poetry. It's blossoming. Here's a brief entry for April from Campbell McGrath's new volume, Seven Notebooks, which chronicles a year in the poet's life. Another week should see the bloom out of purest whisper green shoots, darkening all summer to fall. There's blooming out and darkening in Jane Shore's collection, A Yes or No Answer. This is a domestic book filled with elegies about the writer's late parents and hymns to the ambivalence of life. Take the simple cadence and seriocomic feel of the title poem. Do you double dip your Oreo? Shore asks. Please answer the question, yes or no. The surgery, was it touch and go? Does a corpse's hair continue to grow? Remember when we were simpatico? Answer my question, yes or no. Six more rhyming stanzas later, we get an answer to Shore's question, less than reassuring, more than yes or no. Now, in case you'd forgotten, Charles Simic is our current U.S. Poet Laureate. He's a Belgrade native, and he offers some assurance about the darkness lying around the edges of everything in a new collection called That Little Something. The beginning of Simic's title poem goes like this. The likelihood of ever finding it is small. It's like being accosted by a woman and asked to help her look for a pearl she lost right here in the street. She could be making it all up. Even her tears, you say to yourself, as you search under your feet, thinking, not in a million years. Next, Richard Kenny, one of my favorite poets from the Pacific Northwest. In a piece titled Poetry, from a volume published earlier this year, he worries about the whole state of this kind of writing. Nobody, at any rate, reads it much. Your lay citizenry have other forms of fun. Still, who would wish to live in a culture of which future anthropologists would say, oddly, they had none? All very troubling, yes, but Thomas Lux, who teaches writing down at Georgia Tech, finally has some fun. Many of the poems in his new book, God Particles, approach life's darkness from a satirical perspective. By now, you've been reminded that poets sometimes choose the most ridiculous names for their work, and with Lux, we arrive at the very apex of ambiguity with his poem titled Eyes Scooped Out and Replaced by Hot Coals. I, he proclaims, the final arbiter and ultimate enforcer of such things, appointed by the king, make official and binding this, that the eyes shall be gouged out and replaced by hot coals in the head, the blockhead of each citizen, who upon reaching his, her majority, has yet to read Moby Dick by Mr. Herman Melville, 1819-1891, American novelist and poet. Melville? A poet? Yes, indeed, but primarily not until late in life. And even then... Well, before I go on, some of you citizens had better start with Moby Dick, because poets like Thomas Lux may be coming after you.
The books are God Particles by Thomas Lux, The One Strand River by Richard Kenny, That Little Something by Charles Simic, A Yes or No Answer by Jane Shore, and Seven Notebooks by Campbell McGrath. Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.